Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl will rescue you from your SUV with his rhyme iron. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. PJ, this holiday season in New York City, a certain group of people have been warned not to gather in groups of 12 or more, both for their own safety and to avoid attracting attention. Who is it?
Gee, let's see. I haven't got the slightest idea. Santa's.
No. Because of this, they'll have to go and pick up their multi-million-dollar bonuses. Just
bankers.
Goldman Sachs bankers, specifically.
Anti-Santas.
Yes.
I had that wrong way around, didn't
sure,
I?
Yes. Goldman Sachs employees are known for being greedy monsters calloused to the feelings of others, but this is the season of giving. So after explaining to all staff what the term giving meant, Goldman Sachs advised employees that they ought not to be seen to be partying holiday parties while the economy remains in dire straits, so they'll be limiting gatherings of employees to 12 people or fewer. However, under Goldman Sachs rules, butlers, masseuses, bodyguards, and concubines do not count as people. So no one will be lonely.
Yeah, nothing doesn't make me angry like a group of 12 partying bankers.
Exactly.
13, then I go.
Oh, yeah.
Enraged. But if I see 12 guys in a hot tub filled with champagne,
bankers partying.
Exactly. We're wondering what the collective noun is for Goldman Sachs bankers. You know, like a pride of lions, a flock of
felon.
A felon
of bankers.
How about this? Ready for this? A Scrooge of bankers.
A Scrooge of bankers is good.
Adam, the Department of Defense recently upgraded one of its supercomputers, but rather than buying costly components specially designed for military applications, they just purchased what?
A computer?
Not just a computer. They bought 2,000, instead of buying like one big computer, they bought 2,000 what?
iMacs.
Close. It's also good for, you know, Grand Theft Hummer.
Xboxes?
Close. PS2s.
PlayStation 3s.
They bought 2,000 PlayStation 3 game systems for the Pentagon.
Fat Taliban thinks they can whip us at video games.
No way. Yeah,
we've got another thing coming.
Yeah. Turns out that buying a big bunch of PS3s and wiring them together is cheaper than buying a new supercomputer. Oh. Plus, PS3s, anybody who has one knows this, they're capable multitaskers. It makes them great for military work, and it also... they're very good for filling the time in those brief pauses between invasions of other countries. This is not the first time the DOD has gone the video game route. In the early 1980s, Caspar Weinberger used a bunch of Pong consoles as battlefield simulators, and it worked great as long as Russia agreed to lob just one slow-moving bomb.
Kind of square-shaped.
Yeah, at a time. The only problem is, with this current program, the PlayStations, the Pentagon got Sony to agree to a trade in the deal, so a lot of kids are going to wake up this Christmas morning with a surplus Predator drone.
You know, if you use them right and then you only use them outside, these can be completely safe.
Exactly true. Julia, in her book, Sarah Palin quotes the great UCLA basketball coach John Wooden saying, quote, "Our land is everything to us. We remember our grandfathers paid for it with their lives." Turns out it wasn't John Wooden. Who was it?
It was an American Indian chief.
Yes, it was,
like
in
that.
Fact. Whose name was...
yes, who was,
I'll give it to
Wooden
you.
Foot or something.
John Wooden Legs.
Yes, Wooden
name.
Legs.
It wasn't John Wooden. It was John Wooden Legs, who, as I'm sure that both you and Sarah Palin know, was a prominent Native American leader in the early to mid-20th century. We wonder why Ms. Palin, her ghostwriter, her editor, or anyone else involved didn't ask why a UCLA basketball coach might speak so stirringly of how his grandfathers died for his land. What land? Westwood? Santa Monica? Ms. Palin quotes a number of writers and thinkers in her book, among them Plato, whom she identifies as a colorful kind of clay. And also Caesar, who she calls a great and wise salad.
Do you think that the the publishers just think we're not going to copy edit this at all because it's going to be, it'll sell more copies.
Yes, it'll be read by idiots. I'm sorry. I'm a Republican and I get to say so. It'll be read by idiots. She's working for the other side.
You think?
You think so?
I know.
You think at the end of every day she has a little text from Rahm Emanuel saying, good work, Sarah. Keep it up.
You bet she does. You bet she does. I mean, at the rate he's going, I mean, who's what kind of chance is he going to stand, you know, for re-election, unless it's Sarah? You know, it's a walk away.
In fairness, John Woodenlegs is not a very plausible name.
That's true.
Even Native American-wise, because I don't see how you get that name unless you had a tragic, you know, dart accident in your past.
A dart accident?
Well, somebody threw a dart at you, and you didn't show any pain. It's like, oh, your wooden legs over here. Gets a dart in his leg and didn't even know it for an hour and a half. I'm calling you wooden legs from now on. I'm sure they didn't sound exactly like that.
No, I know.
I'll have you know that Chief Wooden Legs lost his legs as a young man and walked around on wooden legs.
Well, then it would be obvious why he's called that. Yes. The shortest cocktail party conversation ever. So why do they call you? Oh, never mind. Oh, see what you did there. Okay.